Welcome to The Unveiled, a podcast that explores the Hampton Police Division, where we take a deep dive into the world of policing. I'm your host for today's episode, Assistant Chief Jason Price. And I'm super excited about today's episode because this is my first time on Unveiled. And today we're going to explore the division's cadet program. Before we dig into today's episode, I want to take a minute to introduce myself. I started with the police division back in 1997. I know that's way back for the two of you. I'm guessing both of you weren't born yet.
I was not.
But I started as a police cadet, which is why I'm really excited about today's episode. I became an officer in 98, a corporal in 2004. And then 2012, I became a sergeant. 2016, I became a lieutenant. 2018, I became a captain. And most recently, I was promoted to assistant chief in May of this year. I've been just about everywhere in the department for you. If you don't know, I've been to, obviously I started in operations, worked vice crimes for a couple years, and I went to robbery and homicide, worked in community engagement, and I led the business improvement district way back in the day in like 2008, 2009. And then from 2010 till about 2018, I actually worked as one facet or another as the public information officer, which was a really learning experience, right? Yeah, so I'm really excited about today's episode. With me today, I have Cadet Josh Brown and Cadet Andrew Pace.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, welcome to the episode. So, Cadet Brown, I understand you grew up here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you went to which high school?
I graduated from Bethel High School. I was in the ALPS program.
Explain what ALPS is for our listeners.
So ALPS, it pretty much just introduces you to what law enforcement is and dangers of it and how they can affect you and your loved ones at home. Like, example, we had a lesson based on PTSD and all the sleep-related illnesses you could get from going from working day shift to night shift and going right back to day shift.
Yeah.
We learned how to operate a police vehicle because we had that police car simulator in there.
Yeah, that thing's really cool, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I've gotten the experience to drive it, man. It's really neat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing, and that's the Academies of Law and Public Safety, right?
Yes, sir.
With the Hampton City Schools. That's a phenomenal program. It started with Ford Engineering Learning or something like that way back in, I think, 2016. And ALPS was the first program that started, if I'm not mistaken, as an academy, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so it's been really cool because you guys have had two instructors that were retired Hampton police officers, right?
Yes, sir.
One retired Assistant Chief Randy Seals, and who's the most recent one?
It was George Barker, and now it is Miss Phillips.
Okay, so Detective Barker retired as a corporal from here as well. Both phenomenal police officers. What a great experience that was. And is that how you learned about becoming a cadet?
Yes, sir. I also attended New Horizons.
Okay.
And I think he was a retired lieutenant, Jeff Davis. He also told me about the cadet program.
Wow, so you were in ALPS and New Horizons.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're an overachiever. Wow, good for you. Okay, so this was like certainly in your wheelhouse, huh?
Yes, sir.
So here's something really cool that I didn't mention earlier, and that's I went to New Horizons as well in 1996.
I didn't know it was that.
Dave Cornett was the instructor there, and he was an auxiliary officer in Newport News. Phenomenal police officer. I loved that class. It was such a good time. Yeah. So how about you, Pace? Tell me about yourself.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm an Atlanta native, born there, raised there all my life. I graduated from Centennial High School, and I was in JRTC for all four of those years. And I got up to the rank of cadet major, so truly an awesome program.
Wow, good for you. Good for you. And you moved from Atlanta to here when?
That would have been January of this year.
January of this year. And I forgot to ask Cadet Brown, so when did you get hired?
I got hired November 20th of 2023.
Okay, so a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And then when did you get hired?
That would have been March. Ooh, I might be very well wrong on this, but I believe it was March 26th.
All right, so you're a new hire.
Oh, very new, yes, sir.
You're a new hire. And so you're, Cadet Pace, you're 20?
Yes, sir. I turned 20 actually on the day I hit the floor on April 23rd.
Well, happy birthday to you. Let's do some cadet work, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. And then you turned 21 when?
Let's see. I just turned 19 in this last June, so I still got a year and some change before I hit the academy.
Wow, so you both are pretty young,
yes,
right?
Sir.
But you're full-time employees.
Oh, yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome. And I think our starting salary is, what, $35,000 for police cadets?
I wish. It is believe, 34,800 and some change.
Yeah, almost 35.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're an exact kind of guy. I like that. Yeah, so, and then you have full benefits, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty awesome for somebody who's 19 and 20 years old. And then do you even, you get retirement too. You start that clock too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that happened for me as well. And so when I retire, I'll have almost 32 years here because of my cadet time with Virginia Retirement System. That's phenomenal. I mean, the goal here is, right, to work as hard as you can until you're, what, 50? And then maybe if you want to, get to retire and enjoy life, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how did you hear Cadet Pace about the program?
I actually heard about it from my boyfriend who works for Hampton Fire. He kind of introduced me to the program, and it kind of fit exactly what I wanted to do, which was get into law enforcement. But, of course, at the time, I couldn't go through the academy, so Hampton's cadet program kind of just fit perfectly.
Yeah, so what you just said there is something really interesting, and that's, so to be a firefighter or a medic, you have to be 18, right, I believe?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but to be a police officer in the Commonwealth, you got to be 21. So this program is for those individuals that are interested in law enforcement and want to see if the career is right for them between the ages of 18 and 24, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It just recently changed.
Oh, it did?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Very good. So you heard it from your boyfriend, and how did you hear about it, Cadet Brown?
I just heard it from past instructors.
Okay.
Also due to my SRO, Officer Dye.
Oh, got it. Got it. So Officer Dye is now a PIO.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's famous. Yeah, very good. So you guys applied, and tell me about the process for becoming a cadet.
So when I applied, Officer Mankey, he had to reach out to me, and we had to take the physical test. And, you know, it was I believe it was a quarter-mile run in 90 seconds. Okay. Then it was a 300-meter dash. Then we had to drag a dummy, do a jump test, climb through a little window obstacle, and we had to describe license plates from standing far back and the trigger pull test. See, after that, I was contacted by Ms. Powers, who said I would have a little oral board meeting, and I sat down with Lieutenant Sheck. Captain Sheck and Lieutenant Shackelford.
Yeah.
And the very next day, I got the call stating, oh, by the way, you start on the 23rd or the 20th. I can't remember which day I said earlier.
Wow. So I believe Cadet Pace, so to get that far, though, you've got to be over 18, right? And you got to have either a high school diploma or a GED.
Yes, sir.
And then you got to pass a drug test, drug screening. Did you have to take a physical?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And how about a psychological?
Yes, sir. We had to take the psychological, and we had to take the polygraph. We had to take the physical test where they draw blood and test everything.
Yeah.
And then I think that was it, if I remember correctly.
Oh, so that's like a full hiring process like a police officer.
Yes, sir.
And do either of you have any aspirations to be a police officer?
Yes, sir.
You thinking about Hampton Police Division, I hope?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so you turn 21 soon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what's your plans? When are you going to start that process?
I believe the next academy for us will be in January of next year, and I will be in it.
That's fantastic. Outstanding. Good for you. What a great start to your careers. So, Cadet Brown, tell me about what's your average day like as a police cadet?
So average day, I'm currently the only one who, I guess, works mid-shift, which is 11 to 7 p.m. So upon clocking in, normally we would go and see if there were any cars at the garage that need to be picked up, but thankfully Cadet Pace over here does all that for me.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
So we drive around like parking lots and try to see if there's anybody in these fire lanes. We'll sit in front of the ABC stores to try to cut down on the larcenies.
Oh, very good.
We'll pick up water for the field offices. We'll do funeral escorts, and we'll take minor reports that don't require an officer's attention. So, like, anything without any suspect information.
Okay. So it sounds like there must have been some pretty rigorous training. Cadet Pace, tell me about the training process.
Oh, goodness. Well, there's almost two training periods to it. You do get a little bit of training when you're sitting at the academy for a few weeks waiting to hit the road. When I was at the academy, I was there for about maybe 4 weeks, and I learned how to do basic reports. I learned how to do traffic control, But the real training comes when you actually hit the road with a another cadet who is your training officer. And that is where you truly learn everything.
Gotcha. That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
It is.
You got to ride with the police officer, then.
I rode with a police officer for one day, but okay. For the majority of it, I rode with Cadet Bellinger, who is actually now Police Recruit Bellinger. He's in our current academy.
So cadets training cadets.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you guys come to work every day, you wear a uniform?
Yes, sir.
Slightly different than police officers, but you got your cadet badge on and your patches looking sharp today, wearing your Class A's with your ties looking good.
Yes, sir. We got the baby blues on.
Yeah. Yeah, old Minetti blue. So let's see, and you drive, what do you guys drive?
Well, our current cadet fleet consists of two Silverados and two Tahoes.
Okay.
I typically drive one of our Silverados, and I'm quite partial to it. It's got a old siren box in it, which I quite prefer, but they may not be the fanciest of cars, but I do love them.
Yeah, when I came on back in the day, I had a Chevy Caprice. It had 225,000 miles on it, and I loved that baby. I washed it every day. I kept it clean, that's for sure. I'm sure you guys do, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, so Cadet Pace, what's been the most surprising thing about being a cadet?
That is a really good question.
We'll come back to you. How about you?
The most surprising thing is seeing the aftermath of two vehicle auto accidents,
yeah.
Or even more auto accidents, because typically you would just drive by and say, oh, it was like five cops over there. What are they doing?
Yeah.
But now that I'm actually on like accidents like that, and sometimes like doing traffic control for like a warrant. Like I did traffic control for a warrant one time when the Tango units were making forced entry.
Mm. What's a Tango unit for everybody else?
A SWAT unit.
Okay.
It's pretty much just our SWAT.
Yeah.
Here in Hampton.
Okay.
But seeing all that, it was pretty cool to see, actually.
Yeah, up close and personal, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you didn't mention that, but you guys go to these accidents, even major accidents, right?
Yes, sir.
And assist with the scene, making sure the traffic's diverted from that.
Yes, sir.
And you do take statements.
Yes, sir.
And towed vehicles, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, major help. I remember, and it's a lot of work doing all that.
It is.
Yeah, but it takes a lot off the police officers who've got to work those and investigate those accidents.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what about you? Most surprising?
I might just have to follow in with Brown here. It really is the accidents. It's the closest we get to, you know, the officer work.
Yeah.
And we really get a lot of experience with paperwork, talking to people, and investigative skills or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, that's a great point because you guys come to work, right? And you attend lineups?
Oh, yes, sir.
Right? And so you get to see and interact with officers each and every day, kind of understand what they're dealing with and that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you're really like, you're part of the team.
I hope so.
Yeah. It really does feel that way. And, you know, we get to listen in on stuff that, you know, may not be a cadet's duty. You know, talking about warrant services, folks they keep track of. But it's all just extremely interesting and, you know, you really get that, not exactly firsthand, but secondhand look at all of this, and it's really just fascinating, and I can't wait to be doing it.
Yeah, that's really great. And so you guys come to work every day, you go to lineup, and then you've got all kinds of accoutrements on your uniform, too. We didn't talk about those things, right?
Oh, I don't believe so.
Yeah, so you're given a radio, you've got a BWC, you've got those on today.
Yes, sir.
And you carry an ASP?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you had to do some ASP training as well, right?
Oh, yes, and that was quite fun.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I did my ASP training with actually another cadet. That was with Cadet Baker, and Corporal Felix was teaching the class. He shortened it a little bit, but we learned how to defend ourselves from different sorts of strikes, and we learned how to strike in different ways with open hand strikes, and with our ASP being closed and deployed, it was quite cool, and yeah.
Have you had any scary moments yet?
I have had one moment where it could have turned scary pretty quickly. I had a gentleman get little feisty with a tow truck driver, but fortunately, both of them acted like adults, and they were able to settle their differences, and nothing much came out of it.
Yeah, I had a couple interesting moments as a cadet. One was writing tickets in a fire lane at Riverdale Shopping Center, and they had this fire lane, and people would line up at the ABC store to go in and get their merchandise. Man, somebody came out of there, and they had had a few before they went into the store, and they were not happy with me. I remember having to call for backup and took the OC out of the belt. Ooh. There and was just kind of waiting to say, how's this going to go, right? Yeah. What's your biggest challenge, Cadet Brown?
The biggest challenge probably has to be, like, actually learning how to classify crimes, because we technically don't go through the academy, so we have to figure out a lot of things. Mm. So
that's a good point.
So when you're typing on the MBT and you have to classify crimes, especially for larcenies, you have to go through and, like, manually click, like, whichever one, and then you have to type up the actual report itself, find out the actual cost of the item. It's probably just investigative work, because some things are just very, very simple. You know, like larceny of tags is very, very simple. But once things lead to other things, then it becomes a little bit more difficult.
Right, right. And do you guys utilize the Virginia Code Manual on your phones?
Typically, we'll just look that up on the MDT.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So let's see. So you're going to go to the academy soon?
Yes, sir.
That's really exciting. So I want you to keep a couple things in mind as we've sat here and talked today. One is, everything you're learning right now gives you a head start for your future career, right? I mean, you're going to go in the academy, and you're going to be one of those people where some of those folks have never done what you've done, and they're going to look up to you. You're going to be the informal leader in the academies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then you're going to get on the road, and you're going to know how to look up IBR codes in the MDT.
Yes, sir.
And take these reports, and so it really does give you this. It's like a bonus, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're like almost getting paid to train. Yeah.
Just about. I've always drawn the comparison from cadet to police officer with actually another one of the things I was previously pursuing until I really got into law enforcement, which was being a pilot.
Oh, wow.
I originally wanted to go into the Air Force, but didn't really want to go to college. But, you know, how the cadet program can really prepare you for the academy and being a police officer, what I tried was getting your pilot's license. Mm. Can really prepare you for the Air Force. Neither of them are going to get you 100% of the way there, but they're going to get you pretty dang far.
Yeah, that's a really good example. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I mean, so taking what we were just talking about and thinking about it, so when I look back, and for me, this has just been an incredible journey with the City of Hampton and the Hampton Police Division. I'm so proud to work here. But to think that I've come from, you know, kind of where you started and worked my way up to where I am now, you look back and you're really proudful. And, you know, it takes a lot of work, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of leaders that were behind me teaching me the way that I owe so much to. That, you know, all of the things that I've learned from being a cadet to an officer to through the ranks, it's like you're building a foundation and you're laying bricks and you're doing it brick by brick. But by the end of the day, when you get to my, you know, where I'm at in life and almost, you know, at the end of the day or the end of my career, you look back and you've built a house. And, you know, you can pull from different areas of everything that you've learned throughout your career and in order to be successful. So it's being a cadet is just a great place to start.
Yes, sir.
So what would you tell, how would you recommend this to anybody else if they're listening and they would like to be a cadet?
I would probably tell them, if law enforcement is something you really want to do, the cadet program will help you out, because they're not just tossing you out on the street. It's slow, step-by-step learning. So, like, they're not just going to send you to, like, a large fight on your first day. They're going to, like, slowly tell you, hey, this is how we work the MBT. This is how we sign on and all that other stuff. So if you really, really, if this is something you really, really want to do, then I would suggest being a Hampton Police Cadet.
Yeah, and you mentioned going to a large fight. We don't send cadets to large fights because you haven't been to the academy yet. You're not sworn yet. But I do think one of the things that I remember from being a cadet and a road supervisor is how our supervisors really look over you guys to make sure that you're safe and taken care of. And I had a corporal many, many years ago named Jim Jardin. And he'd catch me, man. I would be going to something and I'd be all excited and he'd call me 185. Disregard, don't go to that. He got me. Yeah. All right. So I think that just about wraps us up for the day. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this episode of Unveiled. If you are interested in learning more about becoming a cadet, please visit our website at hampton.gov/police. A big thank you to Cadet Brown and Cadet Pace for joining us on the podcast and sharing their stories. I hope you will join us on the next episode of Unveiled, where we will continue to shed light on the Hampton Police Division and the men and women who both serve and protect our community.
Thanks for listening to Unveiled, a podcast that highlights the extraordinary men and women of the Hampton Police Division. To learn more about the Hampton Police Division, check us out on social media and on our website at www.hampton.gov/police.